There is Craig Morgan in Almost Home right here on Iron Country, and we are honored and welcome. We want to welcome Craig Morgan to the Big Red in the Morning Show and to Iron Country. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
Craig, it is a pleasure to have you. I know our Iron Country listeners are all fired up to see you at the Rock County 4-H Fair, and it's been a while since we've seen you up here in Wisconsin.
Yes, it's been a while. I'm looking forward to getting up there. I got some friends up there, and like you said, haven't been there a while, so we're excited to get back up in the area.
Well, you know, there's so many things I can talk to you about, Craig. First, about what a great recording artist you are, and you're an author, and you got a TV show. But the first thing I really want to say to you is thank you for being a veteran, and thank you for your service. We appreciate that here at Iron Country more than you know.
Well, thank you very much. I can tell you nothing has made me as proud as having been able to serve in the United States Army and being able to go to other countries where bad people live and give them the chance to give their life for their country.
Yes, amen to that. Amen to that. I guess my question for you, though, is, Craig, is how does someone come from the Army to be a country music star?
I'm working on it. I'm working on that transition as we speak. I mean, because, you know, once you've gone into combat and you've shot bad guys, you know, it's hard to calm down.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, you know, that will pretty much go into my next question, is about your TV show, Beyond the Edge. How did that come all about?
You know, they did a casting call, and it went through, came through my management. I did an interview with a bunch of producers and directors, and before you know it, I got a phone call and asked if I'd like to participate. And I said yes, and I'll tell you why. I've been offered opportunities to be in some of these other survival shows. I am a survivalist, so to speak. I'm not one of these, what do you call them? What do they call them people?
I'm sorry.
You know, them people that are a little bit nutty. not psychos. Huh? You know, people that live off grid and stuff. What do they call them? Anyway, I'm not that guy, but I do like survival. Mm-hmm. I teach survival. That's been a big part of my life for a long time and still is. The difference between this show and all those other shows, though, is this show was not about pitting each other against one another. This show was all about working together, unity, and all of it was for a good cause. Each one of us had our own charities that we were representing, and all you had to do was stay, and as long as you stayed, you won money for your charity. So for me, it was a win-win for everybody.
That's outstanding. And I know I'm looking forward to catching more episodes of it. And I guess my next question is to you now. You know, you've got a TV show. You're back out on the road. When did you find time to become an author? Because you've got a book coming out this fall called God, Family, and Country.
Yeah, I can tell you when we had this little pandemic thing and we weren't working for about 16 months.
Yeah.
That's when we started. We started before the pandemic, actually, with the process, but we wrote the book, the majority of it, during the pandemic. We spent a lot of time, myself and Jim DeFleece, my co-writer, going over the stories, meeting with family, friends, and people. It's funny because a lot of the stuff that's happened in my life, I didn't really think about. You know, I'm not a guy who has a bucket list and that checks things off. I just kind of live my life. I'm just fortunate to have been able to do a lot of things in it.
Exactly. Now, did you find it hard, Craig, to pour your stories out onto paper? I mean, did things come back to you when you were getting ready to write this book that you'd kind of really forgot about?
Oh, no question. Things came back to me that I had forgotten about, you know, talking with some of my military buddies, and they were telling stories on me that things that I had absolutely forgotten about. But it wasn't difficult for me. I've always been an open book. I try to be as honest as I can without being detrimental in, mm-hmm. in the honesty to those that are concerned. And I've always been that way. So I would tell you, no, it wasn't difficult to do it. It is after the fact, though. It's a little nerve-wracking. You know, it wasn't until I held the book in my hand, the advanced reader's copy, and I was holding it, that's when it hit me that, you know, this is real, and there's going to be a lot of people that are going to that maybe have never known much about me that are going to learn about me for the first time through this book.
Excellent. Now, you know, I was talking to a fan of yours and a listener of ours at Iron Country and telling him that I was going to talk to you today. And he said, would you ask him one question for me? And Jimmy asked me, he said, would you ask him? He goes, everyone has their favorite Craig Morgan song. But what is Craig Morgan's favorite Craig Morgan song?
That's tough. Honestly, usually it's whatever the latest single or the latest music that I've written is. Just because it's new and we're excited about it and that kind of thing. But if I had to, you know, if you incorporated everything that I've ever done historically, even then it's difficult. There was a song that I wrote called Looking Back With You that was on a record. I couldn't tell you which record. It was never a single, but I really liked that song. I love the way it wrote. I love the way it sings. I love the content, the story, everything about it.
Okay. Well, you know, one thing I wanted to talk to you, too, about is a lot of your songs, when I listen to them, are very heartfelt. I mean, they've made me emotional in a way. And the other day I got to see a performance that you did at the Grand Ole Opry with the new country artist Jelly Roll. And that was so touching to see that. How does that make you feel when you see that your music touches people like that?
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just being honest because I don't see myself as this artist or this celebrity profile person. I mean, I know it's who I am. I know it's what I do. But it's always a little odd to see that something that I'm doing in this industry is having that kind of impact on someone's life. It's inspiring. It's also very humbling. I'm humbled by the whole story, especially, you know, Jelly Roll's whole story is just so impacting. So to have been a part of that story for me is very humbling, and I'm grateful that God used me. And that's my biggest thing is I just want to be in the right place and do the right things at the right time.
Amen to that. You know, a lot of people have been talking about this big show coming to the Rock County 4-H Fair. Everybody's happy to have you here. Tell for fans who haven't seen a Craig Morgan show what they're in for.
Well, we're going to do most of the hits. You know, we've been very blessed with a lot of hits over the years, thanks to you guys, thanks to everybody in country radio. I'm one of the guys that grew up in the era of country radio and without the influx of social media. You know, it's a different world now. But thanks to country radio, I have a wonderful career. And because of that, we've had a lot of hit songs. So we're going to do as many of those as we can, but I'm also excited about doing some new music. I got a brand new single coming out in August, and it's been a long time since we've even tried to push a single to radio. But we're excited to have what I think is one of the bigger songs I've ever had in my career coming in August. So we'll be doing that as well as some of the other new stuff.
Outstanding. And I also see that you got a fall tour coming up too, going out on the road this fall. That's exciting.
It is exciting. It's the majority of them are larger theaters. I love doing those kind of shows where we can sit there and tell stories and sing music and interact with the crowd. It's a little tougher when we do some of these bigger shows. But we love them as well for different reasons. But yeah, we're excited to be out on our tour this fall.
Outstanding. Well, we're looking forward to having you at the Rock County 4-H Fair coming up on Thursday night, July 28th. And Craig, where is the best place for our Iron Country listeners to keep up with you and what's going on in your life?
Well, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and I got my own website and all that crap that I'm sure we're paying a lot of money for. So, but I would be honest and say that, you know, I mean, aside from you guys talking about it, all of my socials, we do our best to try to put out where we're at and what we're doing and what's going on, what's coming up next on all the socials for everybody.
Okay, and where can people pre-order your book? Because I'm really looking forward to getting a copy of your book.
They can pre-order it at craigmorgan.com. There's a link on my website, or they can go to blackstonepublishing.com or premier.com. I'm going to say premier.com. I may be wrong on that one.
All right.
But Blackstone Publishing and craigmorgan.com for sure have it.
All right. Well, Craig, we really appreciate your time this morning on the Big Red in the Morning Show, and we always let the artist pick the song out of the interview. So which one should we play coming out of here from you?
One of mine?
Yes, sir.
I would say just about this time of year, we got to play Redneck Yacht Club.
All right. Well, Craig Morgan, we are looking so forward to seeing you at the Rock County 4-H Fair. We appreciate your time this morning. You are always welcome back here on Iron Country, and we're looking forward to that new single.
Well, thank you, buddy. Look forward to seeing you guys.